Well, it's been a bright start to Thursday's trade for the Aussie share market. The ASX 200 lifting on the back of some positive trade headlines. The ASX 200 up roughly 30-odd points, more than half of 1% to 6,675 points, hitting the best levels in more than a month as well along the way. Yesterday, we heard from China that they were going to exempt around 16 products from additional tariffs. And this morning, President Trump also tweeting that he would delay tariff hikes of 5% on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports by around a fortnight, from the 1st of October to the 15th of October, as requested by the Chinese vice premier. So all of that does show that there is some easing in the tensions between the two countries, and providing some positive signs as well. On the back of that, we've seen pretty much every single sector on our market lifting today, around 75% of the top 200 stocks in positive territory. Some of the biggest improvers coming from the likes of Blackmores, up around the 5% mark, but some of the heavyweights, the banks, miners, and the likes of Telstra and Woolies also lifting and boosting the broader market as well. Only one sector in negative territory, and that's the energy sector, on the back of about a 3% slide in crude oil prices overnight, continuing to see softer demand expectations, but also oversupply in the market as well. This comes despite OPEC nations looking to meet later this week and deciding most likely to cut production to maintain the oil price globally. If we have a look at some of the major company news, a lot of it is happening across the ditch for New Zealand-based companies. So the likes of Z Energy, which is a New Zealand-based energy company, it's down around 9% so far, downgrading their earnings for the upcoming financial year in FY20. New Zealand dairy company Synlait Milk also down around that 9% mark as well. They came out with FY19 results today and slightly below expectations of the market, so a bit of a stumble for its share price. The Aussie dollar has continued to maintain its levels around 68.7 US cents on the back of some of that trade optimism.